Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hines down the sideline, dummying, stepping, only one to beat. The offload for Blake Brayley to scoot away, looking for the go-ahead try and getting it.
He got there. He got there in the end, Sats. Great try to Blake Brayley, who's joining us in sports. So before we throw to him, I heard our colleagues, Joel and Fletch, refer to him as a face of a pop star.
He should be in a boy band.
A boy band.
They said he never looks tired. He is super fit.
Yep.
But he looks like he should be in a boy band. And I'm saying, Robbie Williams, former band, take that.
Ooh, take. He wouldn't know who Take That is,
though. No, he's too young.
One Direction. If One Direction.
He looks like a little bit like Niall.
Who's Niall? Which one's Niall? No one knows what Niall looks like.
Do
you, all right, let's bring him in. Blake, do you look like Niall from One Direction?
I have no idea. I've only just heard of that, and I actually don't know who One Direction is.
Oh, you do?
Oh, shut up.
Hey, Blake, you're living in the Shire. Great place to live. Who's the king of the Shire? Is it a Sharks player, or is it another player from another club? Because half the players in the clubs live in the Shire. So who's the king?
Yeah, a lot of other players from different teams live in the Shire just because of the lifestyle. And obviously it's hard to go past Nicho Hynes. You can catch him most days down at the water with his shirt off, tanning, with a fireball. He's living it up at the moment.
He's got that Heath Ledger look about him, hasn't he?
Oh, he does.
Messy hair. Yeah. Now, you see, we see this articulate and compassionate human, and he's tremendous role model for the game, but you see his flaws, whether you're in the dressing sheds or whether you're having a beer with him behind closed doors. There's got to be something that's negative about him.
Oh, I don't know if there's anything too much, but maybe his hygiene. He's pretty well known not to shower. I think that wet hair look is actually some sweat and grease that's just built up over time. So if anything, it's probably that.
And also, I think Matty Moylan said he's going bald.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Matty Moylan can't talk either. Matty Moylan.
Hey, how wonderful were those scenes in the dressing rooms last week with the poor green medal, him getting it and giving it back to Greeny's kids. It must have been a special place to be last week.
Yeah, it was. Obviously, with the occasion it was and the poor green medal was really, really special. The build-up was there. We also learn a lot about Paul Green, his career, and the impact he had on the Sharks club and the community. And for Nicho to, donate his jersey and the medal was, just an icing on the cake and just shows what kind of person he is. And not just a great footballer, but he's even a better person.
I like what you just said then, Blake, because Souths, I'm a South supporter, so my views are biased here, but Souths are pretty good at, acknowledging and celebrating the past with the club. Is that something the modern day player is interested in getting to know where their club has come from?
Yeah, for sure. Especially the Sharks, we, always look back at the players that have worn the jersey before us, and Ronaldo's big about how he talks and how, you don't own the jersey, you just have a purpose and you need to serve the club and the community. So, we definitely dive deeper into the club's history, where it's been, and we're constantly talking about that 2016 team and the past players that really built the club and really made the Sharks' name and the culture they started before we were even around.
I think it's a good sight of what the window of a soul of a club is, how much they know about their history. It's really important. Now, one place that every NRL player hated to visit in the Shire. Not Northies, because that was a good place to go to, of course, Blake.
Hog's Breath?
Yeah.
No, I'm joking.
Wanda Sandhills. Now, does Wanda Sandhills still get used a lot?
Yeah, it does, actually. During the pre-season, it's a pretty prominent spot for, juniors and NRL teams to go and for a test of your fitness. We had a grueling 3-day camp there where we didn't sleep too much and we were sleeping on the sand dunes. So, it's definitely not a fun place to be. And whenever they surprise you there, you know you're in for a tough day. I hate it there. It's tough. It's terrible.
So take us through why is it so tough?
It doesn't matter how fit you are, Jase. And Blake's one of the fittest players in the NRL.
Yeah.
And he just said it, I hate going there. Is it fair to say, Blake, that when you know that Wanda's on, straight away you get the death wobbles, don't you? You're so nervous because it's so hard on the body, isn't it?
Yeah, just mentally when the coaches say we're heading there, you know, you just sort of drop your head a little bit because you know how heavy your legs are going to feel, how sore you're going to be the next day. And it feels like when you run up it, you take one step forward and two steps backwards. It's honestly like you're walking through quicksand and you got to push the bigger boys up there. So, yeah, like I'm one of the fittest in the club and, you know, I'd probably be in the middle of the pack. It's just so tough there. I'm not a big fan of the sand dunes. Mm.
Is it just a pre-season thing, the Wanda sand hills? Or
too
is it
heavy on the body?
It's not punishment if you have a bad loss, is it, Blake?
Well, I hope we don't lose too badly to find out. But, normally it's just a pre-season thing and, some of the bigger boys go there more than I do, because they've enjoyed their off-season a bit too much and need to drop a few kilos. So they're normally down there more than I am.
Yeah, they're 30 or 40 metres high and they just go forever. Now, we asked you off air, are you a golfer on your day off, which is today, and it's great that you've taken time to catch up with us tonight. But now, you said you're more of a surfer down by the beach because you are a Shire boy. You played for Aquinas Colts, one of the junior clubs there. Now, Fitzy, your coach, one of the world's greatest human beings and also loves his surfing. Now, do the players go surfing with Fitzy or is that a no-no?
No, we definitely go surfing with the coaches.
You're a suck.
Daniel Holdsworth,
you're
a good
suck,
surfer there. I won't say he's any good, but he definitely gets out there with us and Daniel Holdsworth and a few of the high-performance staff gets out there well. We've got a good little crew of us that go out on the day off and get away from footy and the source of recovery. So, it's great. Normally the worst surf of the day shouts brekkie and coffee. So, it's always a bit of fun.
Yeah, nice. Now, we had one of your very comical and humorous and light-hearted teammates on Toby Rudolph a few weeks ago.
He must be bored at the moment.
Yeah, I know. Wouldn't he
How
be
annoying.
He'd be a pest.
How
now,
annoying.
He was telling us that if anyone is late to anything, they've got to do a jiu-jitsu wrestle with the coach, Craig Fitzgibbon, who I've just got to say has just got his brown belt in jiu-jitsu.
Yeah,
that's
no,
just
thanks.
One under a black.
Yeah.
Have you had to do that yet?
No, thankfully not. I know a couple of boys have been late and that's their punishment and I can tell you what, he's pretty skillful, he's strong, he's sort of built like a broomstick, but once he's on the ground, he's pretty hard to handle.
We won't send that to him.
Nah.
We promise.
He's like a python, he just wraps that long body around you.
Yeah. Mate, you're only 24 years old,
yeah.
93.
He just gets his.
Yeah.
Sorry, go mate.
Yeah, no, he doesn't look strong, but yeah, he's got these long limbs and long arms, he can quit you in these chokeholds and he lets you know about it, definitely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, we won't even pass any of that info on to him. But I was just going to say, you're 24 years of age, 93 games into your NRL career already. Are you looking forward to like your 100-game milestone? And how many games how many games do you reckon he'll chalk up? He's only 24, 93 games.
I'm going to say 276.
Are you looking forward to your 100th? Have you got it marked on the calendar?
Yeah. Yeah, it was actually, I actually didn't realise I was closer than I really am. And it's against that St George local derby, which
you'll win that.
Well, always
there you go. You'll win that.
Yeah, I hope so. But always those derby games are obviously really competitive. And to be 24 and approaching my 100th games is pretty special. And, you know, that's always that cliche, you're happy to play one, but to be able to play 100 for your local club and the club you grew up supporting is another, cherry on top.
Mm.
We've asked a couple of veterans over the last week or so about, footy and do they actually watch any footy and in the game nowadays, is it the best it's ever been? So it's a two-part question. Is the game the best it's ever been? And are there any other players in the NRL that you like to watch?
Yeah, I think, you know, the talent's, you know, getting better. There's a lot of young players coming through, you know, especially at the Sharks club there. You got some great young prospects and some good players coming through that's going to boost the game even more. You know, I wish the boys there would be getting smaller, but they seem to be getting bigger and stronger and faster every year. And I'm not getting any taller or any bigger, so that doesn't help. But yeah, I enjoy watching most games, most footy. You know, I enjoy watching the halves, you know, pretty closely. They're pretty smart with how they play. And, you know, I used to be a halfback myself, so, you know, I like watching Cherry Evans and those sorts of players, you know, play around. And obviously, Cam Munster, the way he plays and, you know, just how free he plays and how hard he is to handle, it's pretty impressive to watch.
Refreshing, isn't it, Sats?
Oh, I love it. It absolutely infuriates me when I talk to an NRL player who doesn't watch any rugby league.
I don't get it.
Well, you don't study your opposition or just enjoy the game. So at 24 years of age, Blake, are you still living at home?
No. I'm actually, I moved out about a year ago with Teague Wilton. So,
oh, nice.
We got a nice little, nice little pad there above South Cronulla Beach. So it's a pretty handy spot to have.
Stop it. Stop it. He's going well too. He's a good player too.
It's very tough.
He's a real good player as well. What's one of his worst habits to live with?
He's pretty clean. I'd probably say he's cooking. We have one night a week where we cook.
Yep.
And I like to experiment a little bit, but his bread and butter is just steak and potatoes, and just every week he'll flog them for. I've been there for about a year now, and every week he's cooked steak and potatoes. So if he's listening, I wouldn't mind him, you know, maybe mixing it up once or twice.
Yeah. No. Are you also got a younger brother coming through also through the junior reps, haven't you?
Yeah. Taj, he's 19 at the moment, and he's he's getting pretty good. He's getting close to that stage now where we're going to be button heads, and he's definitely letting me know about it.
Geez, that's in the family, isn't it? You're butting heads with Jaden, your older brother, and then you got the young one, Taj, coming through. Okay, before we let you go, I just want to throw one question at you about your teammates. If you're all in a comedy club, okay, you're all sitting there, and the comedian for the night that you're going to watch suddenly falls ill, and the host of the night says, is there anyone in the crowd they can get up on stage and keep the crowd entertained telling jokes for 10 or 15 minutes? Who from the Cronulla Sharks would be that person?
I reckon this is easy.
Oh, that's so easy. Toby Rudolph. Yeah. He's both weird and funny, and the jokes definitely won't be PG, but he'll get there. And he'd get butt naked. He'll do anything he can just to make the crowd laugh. It's always a good time.
Oh, they're so important to your team, aren't they, those guys?
Yeah. I reckon you have problems getting him off stage. That'll be the hard one. Well, listen, good luck this week. Magic round, when do you head to Brizzy?
We head there Friday afternoon. So we stay there overnight, play the game, and then head home Sunday morning. So, looking forward to playing that Magic round. It's always a good time, a good, you know, feeling around the city. So it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, good. So, and congratulations on the season you're having so far. Really enjoy watching you play. Control's outstanding. Your passing game's immaculate. And I've got no doubt in 3 or 4 years' time, this man will be playing Origin. So well done, Blake.
Yeah, well done, Blake. And good luck against the Dolphins, mate.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Thank you.